Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today, back here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our website here at True Thought. We appreciate you joining us here for the Best Hour radio show on Blog Talk. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with my lovely wife, Reverend A. And we are going to be talking about Lesson 236 today in A Course in Miracles workbook. So let's join together for a brief moment of silence here. And let's take a good deep breath. I rule my mind, which I alone must rule. I have a kingdom. I must rule. At times, it does not seem I am its king at all. It seems to triumph over me and tell me what to think and what to do and feel. And yet, it has been given me to serve whatever purpose I perceive it in. I perceive in it. My mind can only serve. Today, I give it service to the Holy Spirit to employ as He sees fit. I thus direct my mind, which I alone can rule. And thus, I set it free to do the will of God.
God, my mind is open to your thoughts and closed today to every thought but yours. I rule my mind and offer it to you. Accept my gift, for it is yours to me. I rule my mind, which I alone must rule.
And so it is. Let's join together for another moment of silence. I rule my mind, which I alone must rule. You have dominion over your thoughts. I believe you had a talk just last week on that.
I did. It would be the one that aired at TTSC.TV, True Thought Spiritual Community, TTSC.TV, on August 23rd. And then you and I did an Inside the Message, and it's completely connect it with this lesson today.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
And you know, he shares with us here, points it out, if you will, that it seems like it, and yet it seems like, right, that the mind is ruling us. Mm-hmm. And it's really the mind of fear. So when you are feeling fear, now he noticed he says fear, right? It's telling me what to think, what to do, and feel. If you're feeling fear, that's an immediate clue, indicator, you know, marker that's telling you, wait a minute. I am allowing my mind to control me, but I have dominion over my thoughts. I can choose to think differently. But more importantly, I can choose to tap into, to join in union and relationship with the part of my mind, the bigger part of me that knows no fear. It's kind of like an example of this. Now, what we're talking about, this book, right, is called A Course in Miracles. And a miracle, we've said, is a sudden shift of perception. So imagine yourself having a nightmare. You're sleeping at night. Your little sleeping self is sleeping in the night, and you're having a dream of terror. You're having, you know, people have talked about lately about a COVID dreams or something like that. You know, but it's just this energy of fear that is really moving around our world, our consciousness. We're all connected in consciousness. And I had a dream I was sharing with you not too long ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we were kind of talking about, oh, what, was that a COVID dream or whatever? Because it was people were being rounded up, and I was standing in front of a group of people, and I asked them to come over, and I was kind of embracing and motioning and say, come on over here, and we started praying together. And we were just saying, you know, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. The point is, you're sleeping, and you're having this dream that you might classify as maybe terrorizing or nightmare or certainly fearful. And you wake up. And what do you realize? That it was an illusion. You realize that it was just a dream. And dreams have no effect. That's literally what he's saying here. I am the king of my domain. I am the king of my world. I have a kingdom. And it is the kingdom is my mind. The thoughts that I think are my kingdom. And I love the phraseology. I love the way he's expressing this as our kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to take dominion. We are sovereign and we can take dominion over our kingdom. We can certainly, absolutely have dominion over our thoughts. And we have dominion over the choice we make in each and every now. Because now is the only time there is. We can even begin to transcend time. Now, I know that we're conditioned and we're accepting the way things are or have been based on the mutually agreed upon definitions of the world, but the opportunity here, right now, in this very moment, is to be present. And in being present, we have and are maintaining and claiming dominion over our kingdom. And in that now, in this now, we simply join with Spirit and allow the thoughts of love, the thoughts of God, to nurture, support, inform, and be the expression that we share with the world. I rule my mind, which I alone must rule.
I rule my mind, which I alone must rule. I am the ruler of my queendom. Tony's the ruler of his kingdom. I am the ruler of my queendom. And as a benevolent, wise ruler, it behooves me to surrender it into service to God. And so there's a humbleness in this aspect of ruling. Yes, there's a boldness in it, and that is necessary, but that boldness is contingent upon the foundation of it is that humility or that humbleness of, yes, I am powerful, but all power under heaven and earth abides within me as I align and surrender to serving only the thoughts of God, only God. And so the implication here is that there is a choice that we can serve another mind, a mind of fear, the mind of separation. And certainly we have explored that and taken that to considerable extremes. And so salvation, the way home, the assuredness and guarantee of returning home to the consciousness of oneness is surrendering that dominion that I have over my thoughts, over my mind, to the mind of God. And in that alignment, all power under heaven and earth becomes mine. I become the conduit for that. And my world shifts and changes. And as we each do this, our world shifts and changes. We see anew I offer myself, all of me, to God. I offer my thoughts, my intellect to God. The intellect, it is said, is a poor servant to the mind of fear. Is that how that quote goes? Mm-hmm. It's a poor servant, just as the body is surrendered. We surrender all of us. And when we do that, we become rightly aligned and become that conduit and that flow of happiness of heaven on earth.
The way that that was expressed is that the intellect that we have so much investment in to save us, is a poor servant because it knows literally nothing of the truth of what we are. You know, so if we're looking for safety, if we're looking for peace, if we're looking for love, we will not find it in the intellect. It's in the heart.
Yes.
The heart is the store, the foundation, the altar of knowing and love.
And so it says also in the prayer, in the italicized portion, to closing my mind today to every thought but yours. And so what I think that we find in the text and throughout these messages in the lessons is, you know, we really like to think that it's a gray, that we can abide in the gray areas, that it can be an and both.
Yeah.
But really, our teaching is one of absolute. And so when we say we surrender our mind to the mind of God, the implication is that therefore we close it off to everything else. This is really making a choice, and it is not an and both. It's truly black and white. It's truly this or that. Right. And you get to choose.
Yeah, I used to tell the story about, basically, I remember when I was a kid, you know, my mom and dad, they bought a Volkswagen. And it was a straight shift.
Uh-huh. Right?
And it's like you could be in forward or you could be in reverse, and you could be in neutral. But in truth, there is no neutral. So imagine driving a car and you don't have a choice. You're either going forward or you're going in reverse. And when we're going in reverse, we're listening to the mind of fear, moving further and further away from the light. When we are going forward, if you will, joined in union and relationship with Spirit, our true self, the Holy Spirit, he says right here, I give the service of my mind to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is nothing more than your right mind. It's okay? And let that mind then see the benevolent purpose of your thoughts.
And it is in that it is set free.
Exactly.
Oh, we're so afraid of surrender and, you know, committing wholly,
right.
You know, wholly, W-H, like whole, wholly to, and yet that is what is required and, therein lies our peace, our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that came in the conversation of Inside the Message, I believe, in this week, or maybe it's another one where we're saying, you know, people are afraid. We're afraid. I've been afraid. You know, well, if I surrender, then who will I be? And what about my personality? And, you know, what about my creativity and my unique expression? But it is in only doing that that we really truly become the unique divine expression, and that the personality too becomes surrendered to this mind and utilized then in a perfect way, because it too is a tool as well.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a teaching device. Everything is.
In this realm, yeah,
absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
All right.
So, Father, my mind is open to your thoughts and closed today to every thought but yours. And so that requires, here's the hard part. Okay, here's the hard part, kids. I say it this way, don't be offended. You have to sit down and you have to shut up. You have to literally quit believing your own thoughts. You have to let it go, surrender it, release it. And allow the dialogue to begin. In other words, turn within, take a good deep breath, and allow yourself to be informed, right? Being in form, expressing as your right mind, your true self.
Mm. So, Father, Mother, God, my mind is open to your thoughts and closed to every thought but yours. I rule my mind and offer it to you. Accept my gift, for it is yours to me. I rule my mind, which I alone must rule. And so taking that breath and that stillness for a moment. And so it is.
And so it is. And once again, thank you for joining us on the internet. Thank you for being a mighty companion to our journey. We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send